Impact Teams Radio. Welcome to Impact Teams Radio, the show where we explore what it takes to be a leader of the leaders in corporate America. Get ready to be inspired and discover proven tips for going from average to exceptional. Now, here's your host and guide, Tony Sherman.
Hello, and welcome to Impact Teams Radio. I'm your host, Tony Sherman, and today we're going to take a little bit of a left turn, but I think it's an important left turn because today my guest is Dennis Goldman. Hello, Dennis. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Dennis is the president of NSA Connecticut, and NSA is not the NSA in the news at the moment, but is the National Speakers Association, and we may touch on that a little bit. But Dennis is here to talk to us about a very important topic that really wasn't on my radar till I met Dennis, and I thought, wow, people who are leaders in corporate America need to know about this. And Dennis was very gracious to come on the show. But before we get to that, I'm going to step away from the mic, give Dennis the mic for a few minutes, and ask him to introduce himself to us. Dennis, hello, and thank you for coming.
Well, thank you. Well, in addition to being involved with the National Speakers Association, I'm also the CEO of a company called I Am Safe, which is an organization dedicated to personal safety, particularly as it relates to women, and we'll be talking about that in another episode. But about in December of 2012, I was diagnosed personally with prostate cancer. And it came as quite a shock, and in April 2013, I received treatment and went through surgery and had the cancer removed. And following that, and then as I was going through that process, I began to realize and did a lot of research on the topic of prostate cancer, and suddenly started to realize that men really don't know a lot about it. And compared, for example, to women, women, thanks to Susan G. Coleman, probably about 87% of women have an understanding of what breast cancer is all about and what the symptoms are and what to look for. In sharp contrast to that, are men who typically are in the range of about 45 to 47% who have some idea what prostate cancer is. And considering the fact that prostate cancer impacts more men statistically than women are impacted by breast cancer, it was really something that I decided to try to do something about. So at that particular point in time, we started talking to a couple of folks about forming a new organization called Prostate Cancer Speaks. And that's where we are today.
That's amazing. Now, I can see for you personally, it is an important issue. But is it really that big an issue for corporate America that you need to start a new organization?
Well, when we started looking at it, what we discovered is that there were many organizations out there that were educating men on prostate cancer. And typically, the method of education was really through printed materials. And what we decided when we looked at it is that after 25 years with organizations like Us2 and others, men really had not learned a lot about the disease. Now, you talk about the impact of it. Right now in the United States, we have approximately between 230 and 240,000 men a year who are diagnosed annually with prostate cancer. It is a devastating disease, and if it's not caught early, it can have a significant impact. And if you think about the impact on a senior officer within a corporation, not only upon them, on their families, on their staff, on their divisions, it gets to be a fairly expensive operation. Take that a step further and start to think about the fact that the cost impact on healthcare benefits and the rising health cost related to someone who has a metastasized prostate cancer is significant. That can all be avoided. So we started with that, and then we started to look at the numbers. And what we're seeing and what is being suggested is that while the current number is 230 to 240,000 men a year with prostate cancer, what we're seeing is the future looks like over 400,000 men a year will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next few years. So there's significant numbers. And if you're a CEO of a corporation or a senior level executive, the ability to provide health care for your people, for your senior management people, is significant and important. And that can also, you know, leadership starts at the top. So by impacting leaders and having them recognize the financial cost of this disease to their organization, and then start to filter that down through the middle management levels and through the general employee base, it can have a terrific and significant impact on bottom line profitability and the welfare of the individuals.
Okay, I can see the business economic impact, but I don't really see the urgency in it. And here's why. Here's my story to this. I read recently, and recently within a year, that Warren Buffett was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And the way the news was presented was it's such a slow-moving cancer that people die of old age before they die of cancer. Now, obviously, he's not a young man. But I got the impression it wasn't a cancer that needed to be treated urgently. Have I got the wrong impression?
You do, and that's one of the problems. Prostate cancer comes in all sizes and shapes.
No pun intended.
And one of the problems is you can be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and it can remain at a low level for a long period of time. And that's called, it used to be called watchful waiting. It's now called active surveillance. So men can be diagnosed with it, and it'll move slowly. The problem is it can also move extremely rapidly. In my own particular case, and in the case of many, well, actually, you have, almost 30,000 men a year dying of prostate cancer. And it is an extremely painful death when that disease metastasizes. So the concept is to try to get an understanding of what actually is occurring with you. So if you look at the averages and say, yeah, it's not a significant disease, it is if that's not you being impacted. When I went in, for example, my PSA level was quite low. It was only a 0.3. And as a result of that, looking at a 3, it was not significant. My family physician said, you might want to get it checked. Well, when I went in and had an examination, they did a biopsy. What they discovered is that I had, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was called a Gleason 9 rating, which is the highest, almost one of the highest levels you can have. Had I not been treated, that was absolutely going to be a fatal disease, and there was no question about it. So the myth is that this is not important. And one of the reasons that the cancer groups have changed it from watchful waiting to active surveillance is because so many men are under the impression this is not a serious disease, and it's quite the opposite.
Wow. I mean, seriously, wow. And what you said there appeared contradictory to me. It's and also quite worrying in the contradiction, in the sense you had a 0.3, which you intimated was quite low, no real need to worry. But then when you had the biopsy, you were on a scale of 9 out of 10, which obviously was quite urgent. So why the dichotomy?
Well, trying to find prostate cancer is not an easy science. And so what you have right now is the ability to do PSA testing, where some people are controversial about it, saying it shouldn't be done. But let's think about that for a moment. Some of the youngest cases of prostate cancer have been men in their 30s. So, and it's typically thought of as an old man's disease, and it really is not. It can hit somebody at a younger age. Now, typically, it is older people, but I'm familiar with a young man who is 30 years of age who discovered he had prostate cancer. Through the PSA testing, he went in and recognized it had to be taken care of. Had he waited from age 30 to age 40, he wouldn't be with us today. So there's a myth many times when you're thinking about prostate cancer that this is something that can be ignored. The other side of it is there are many other diseases of the prostate. You can have something called prostatitis, which can hit. Actually, one of the youngest cases of that was a young man who was 14 years of age who started to get an infection of the prostate. And that can hit men at any age. Then you have something called a large prostate, which generally starts at about age 40 to age 45 in that particular range. And that basically is all men are impacted by that. So if you're male and you have a prostate, and we all do if we're male, there's a number of things that you really need to be concerned about. Each one of them can have an issue. Now, my business partner was just under a watchful waiting program for several years, and had some difficulty and went in for some minor surgery to correct a urinary problem. they were telling him at that particular point he didn't really have to worry. When they went in and did the surgery, the minor surgery, they discovered that not only did he have prostate cancer, they found that he had a carcinoma on his prostate as well. So here's somebody who was active, was watchful waiting, in effect, or active surveillance, suddenly discovers he has a massive problem that he needs to take care of. So it's
okay.
Something that can't be ignored.
You have my attention right now. You really do. So I'm going to...
I want to correct something, if I just can't remember. I said 0.3.
Yep.
My PSA was 3.
And actually, you did correct it in the next sentence, so I wasn't quite sure if that was the vernacular, but you did correct it in the next sentence. Okay, so then I've got one more issue or concern, and I'm really asking for help, enlightenment here. I'm a busy manager. Obviously, I need to take care of my prostate cancer or my prostate health. You've highlighted that adequately. But why should I care as a senior manager in corporate America? Isn't that HR's job to make sure that those kind of benefits and awarenesses are brought adequately into the men in my company? Why should it be my concern? Why should I engage in this?
Well, one of the reasons you might want to engage in it, if you're a CEO of a company, you probably have surrounded yourself with some pretty smart people who are expert in areas you may not be. So, for example, let's assume that your senior officer who's in charge of mergers and acquisitions is now in the middle of one of those negotiations and suddenly discovers that he has a metastasized cancer and will no longer be on your team for the next six months or so. Same thing with your head of your legal operation. Same thing with your head of marketing, major marketing campaign. Suddenly you discover that that particular individual is incapacitated. And the thing about this is when you are diagnosed with prostate cancer, it has a physical impact on you, it has a psychological impact on you, and it has an impact on every other employee that you work with in terms of how you are operating efficiently within your organization. And if that can be avoided, if a CEO can recognize that he has a team, a critical team around him that needs to be healthy, that's really what the driver is on most of these situations.
And it also, I mean, I was playing devil's advocate a bit there. It's also a leadership ethical issue, really, because even if it goes all the way down to a frontline employee who's a male in 40 plus, I mean, there's just an ethical issue there of they spend so much time at work, they should be well informed at work, I believe.
Well, it's the combination. It's the ethical side of it. It's the, it's a financial impact on your bottom line. If you're considering that 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 men are impacted by prostate cancer, if you take a look around your organization and you have 20 or 30 men working for you or more, just do the numbers. And these are all people who are being impacted psychologically, physically, and emotionally. And that is draining on an organization, and it doesn't need to be. If you have an understanding of how to recognize the disease, how to treat it early, and have it taken care of, you're in much better shape. In my own particular situation, even though I had an extremely aggressive form, it was caught early enough where it was totally contained and did not go outside of the prostate. So that's really what you want to be. If you let that go, then you have all of the, as I said, emotional and financial impacts on that all the way through your organization.
Okay, so I think you've made a cast iron case for paying attention to this issue at the corporate leadership level. I think that's fully underlined. Now let's go to the next phase. What do we do about it? What are the simple things that people can do now? We've got about 8 minutes left here. So in that, you can choose to take one or two paths. You can take the path of what a guy can do, or you can say what a corporation could do in information flow, however you want to handle it. But what can we do about it, Dennis?
Well, let's take a look at it at the corporate level. What we want to do is we want to make the CEOs and the senior managers aware of this disease and have an understanding of what it is and how it impacts. Know to get a PSA testing. Know that this is not a disease that is not serious and it's not going to kill you. And the facts are it will. And then begin to get that management group educated. What we're talking to CEOs about is making a basically a commitment to support an educational program within their company. And that would start with an executive retreat where individuals would be brought in, professional speakers, to talk about what this is. And this might be a national celebrity. It might be a senior political person. It might be a sports person who is able to both talk about the disease and the impact of it in his life, as well as providing, if you will, additional entertainment on a corporate retreat. We want those managers to recognize that and then organize within their various divisions some type of ongoing program where maybe it's once a year where we have a speaker, maybe it's a surgeon or researcher who comes in, again, who talks about what this disease is and what it is, and the need to be tested, the need to for men to do to actually take care of themselves. When we start looking at some of the research, men don't go to doctors. So where in contrast, women will go to doctors for a number of reasons. Generally, I think women, some of the research, go about 8 times a year, where men many times will say, well, I don't want to bother a physician because I don't want to do that. So the idea is to raise general awareness over men's health in general, but specifically as it impacts prostate cancer. At that middle management level, the next area that we'd want a company to do is then say, how do we spread this information across the entire employee base? Because typically it is the women in the organization or the women who will have their husbands go for a physical. Men don't like to do that. So we've got to change the mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my wife, unfortunately, takes care of her health and mine. I go, okay.
So that's one approach, and I think men typically, if we look at men as individuals, there really needs to be a much greater understanding that men's health is important. It's something you need to pay attention to, and it's something that if you ignore it, you're going to have a far more serious problem. Much better to take care of a situation now. I always like to say men like to talk about body parts and the size of body parts, but men generally don't talk about the size of their prostate. And the size of your prostate is quite important in terms of your overall health.
So on that, I just want to close with, when I think about breast cancer and I think about breast health, there's a lot of information where even I know how women are supposed to look after their breast self-examination and what the warning trigger signs are to go to a doctor. Are there similar things that can be done outside of the annual checkup that men should know about and should be doing?
If the annual checkup is the best, the digital examination is part of that, which nobody likes, but it's part of that situation. The PSA testing right now continues to be one of the best ways of starting to indicate something is going on. And typically what men are being told today is if your PSA is a 2.5, start to talk to the urologist, start to talk to people who can understand it. The problem with prostate cancer is by the time you feel an issue, by the time you experience pain, it's probably too late to do anything for you. It's a disease that is insidious. You don't know you have it, and it can grow inside of you pretty rapidly and pretty easily, and you don't know it's there.
And with a PSA testing, is that part of a regular blood panel or something?
Well, it should be, and there's some controversy today with people saying, well, you really don't need PSA testing. It's not that effective. But it's the best thing out there right now. Now, there's new things coming down that will be better than that as you move forward. But to ignore a PSA test, I think, is something that men should not do. AARP just recently ran an article saying men don't need PSA testing. I think they're, and other organizations are saying themselves, well, maybe that wasn't the best thing to indicate. If your doctor is not doing it, I would suggest ask your doctor to do a PSA test. You should know where you are. And if you're seeing that you have a low PSA and it's staying there, you don't have a concern. If you see that you're getting a rapid increase in it, the mine, for example, went from a 2.5 to a 3.0. Once it went to that level, that was an indication something was going on. My physician said you might want to get it checked. I could have ignored it. I said, no, let me not do that. So it's important to follow up on it. It's a silent killer that can have some devastating impacts, and the problem is most of us tend to underestimate it because we've heard that you'll probably die of something else because it's such a slow-moving disease. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. why play Russian roulette with your life if you don't have to?
Absolutely. No, 110% behind you on that one. This has been amazingly enlightening. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Well, thank you for having me on, and hopefully we can have a few men take a little better care of themselves.
Oh, I totally think so. I think this is important, not just men's personal health, but also in terms of leadership ethics at the corporate level. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for a detailed and thorough exposition. And what I'll do is, after this call, I'll ask you for any links that you've got to send to me, and we'll put that in the show notes along with this episode. Thank you very much. This is Tony Sherman from Impact Teams Radio. Until next week, you know, guys out there, you know what to do. Pay attention, and if you get something off the baseline, consider seriously about taking the next steps. Until next week, this is Tony Sherman.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Now go and apply these few gems. Make the wisdom you have heard your own. If you want to be part of our launch success, then please go to impactteamsradio.com/love and tell the world. If you want more and never want to miss a beat, please go to impactteamsradio.com/subscribe. If you have 3 minutes, we would love to see a positive review on iTunes. And until next time, remember to act on what you've learned, and you'll be ahead of most of the world. Impact Teams Radio.